Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey everybody, welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness, brought to you by LER, Lower Extremity Review, and MVP Parent Magazines, Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. Quick shout out, Bruce Merrin, celebrating his 46th year in the world of PR. We're excited to be part of his celebrity Speakers Bureau. Got a great doubleheader today. Mike Riggs, performance psychologist, founder of We Develop You, creator One Way one-on-one coaching. He returns along with Sharkey Zartman, Hall of Fame, national team volleyball player, talk show host, college professor, yoga instructor, prolific author, and my co-author of hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Then the sports doctor's in with a little Bob Guide of Wisdom, some emails. Let's welcome back Mike Riggs, man. Welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Oh, glad to be back. Thanks for inviting me, Bob.
I just told Mike, I wished him a happy 7th anniversary. It was 7 years ago to the day that he was a guest on the show, as well as who knows how many years before that. Mike, give us some background on you and the whole world of performance psychology.
Well, as you mentioned, I'm the creator and founder of One Way. One Way is a best practices model. It's a formula for mental fitness training for competitive athletes. And we also have a program specific for golfers. My background is in sports psychology. I've been working with highly competitive athletes from the junior level, high school, college, including professional athletes for about 23 years now, just helping them to really organize themselves more appropriately and how they think, how they go about doing what they do, and then ultimately how when they get into the real heat of competition, when things really matter, like my Rock Chalk Jayhawks pulled it off just the other night in the NCAA men's tournament.
Yes, they did.
In the second half they did. The first half, the first 7 minutes they came out smoking, but then North Carolina kind of took their first couple blows and then put them under, but they managed to regroup, which is really a great skill for an athlete to have or a team to have, is the ability to really recover when things aren't going your way. Because let's face it, right, Bob, in sports and life generally, things don't always go our way, but you have to rebound and then come back and do your best.
Way back when you were working with one of the local high schools, which one was it that you were teaching at? When you first came on the show?
Downers Grove. At the time, I was teaching and coaching at Driscoll Catholic High School, which is now no longer. But, they were a powerhouse in football.
We talked about then how the word psychology, our longtime colleague, the late, great Jim Vickery, who shared my radio show in the 90s, sports psychologist for years, and how the word psychology was, people kind of steered away from it. Hey, what are you saying? Is something wrong with me? And how that field has exploded. Golf was a great leader in the field of the mental game and the importance of sports psychology, wasn't it, Mike?
Absolutely. And my mentor, Dr. Bob Rotella, who I studied under directly at the University of Virginia, where I did my graduate work, he's one of the main men to pave the way for golf, mental fitness training in golf. Kind of riding his coattails and teaching a lot of his philosophies as well, but then expanding beyond that to include other aspects in our One Way golf program. But yes, absolutely. Golf is a extremely mental game. And the ones that are able to really find that place mentally, emotionally, spiritually, which will allow them then to physically do what their body is trained to do. Those are the ones at the top of the leaderboard, bottom line.
You know, it's interesting how, again, those kinds of concepts, you know, I used to see figure skaters, as you know, it's one of my specialties, 2010 men's Olympic gold medalist, Evan Lysacek, was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates. Even back then, they were doing visualization. These young figure skaters are my old friend Candy Brown-Burek, one of the coaches who paid big attention. But it was a tough sell for a long, long time. Now it's become a very, very hot topic. And you know, on the Sports Doctor, one of our real passions is youth sports and the safety of youth sports and the mental and physical craziness that many times goes on in that world. What kind of ages that you work with, Mike, when you're talking about these youth athletes?
Well, I mean, we'll go as young as, you know, even in the 8, 9, depends on the sport too, but 8, 9 years old. But I think even more importantly than the young age, it's the maturity level. You have to have a kid has to be really with it in terms of being able to understand concepts and ideas, abstractions, so that when you float an idea at them and with them, they can really comprehend it.
You know, plus the fact, so Mike, you're working with their parents.
Partially age, but also very much maturity level.
Yes, you know, working with their parents and the coaches. This is why so many people in these fields, physically, I usually ask them when I know they're working with parents and they're working with coaches, I ask them how their sports psychology skills are. You, I don't have to ask because you're a sports psychologist. Everybody, you're listening to the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go over to radio shows, you can go back far enough. You might catch that 7-year anniversary I was just talking about with Michael Riggs. So many different guests from around the world, locally, internationally, nationally, so many topics in the world of fitness, wellness, and sports medicine. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, a ton of stuff. We're very excited about MVP Parent Magazine, the different things we write and contribute with Lower Extremity Review. So many different topics, yet my hottest article still is women in high heels accepting the challenge. We're talking with Michael Riggs here. Tell us, Mike, about the your coaching, franchising and coaching programs.
Well, having done what I've done, you know, over the last multiple decades, really the success working with young athletes and everything from figure skating to golf to beach volleyball and on and on and on and on. You know, I thought about 4 or 5 years ago it was time to expand. And what I mean by that, Bob, is to expand my reach and bring in other folks who are qualified that really are passionate about junior sports and train them off of our model. So, you know, we are now franchising our one-way golf program, bringing in qualified individuals, training them on one-way golf, and then they go and they build their business with our support, of course, wherever they happen to call home. We have recently launched our one-way life program as well, which is a life coaching program, very broad-based.
Boy, that's become a big deal. You know, that's become such a... What's the best website people can find out information of your programs?
Best bet would be go to our corporate website, which is wedevelopyou.com. That's all spelled out wedevelopyou.com. And you can read all about our different programs, read our blog, check out some interesting information and so forth, and then contact us directly and we'll help you out.
You know, it's interesting, Michael. Over the past 2.5 years, the time of the pandemic, regardless of where a guest was from in the world, regardless of their vocation, regardless of their profession, everybody was paying attention to mental health. This was such a big, it was the biggest topic in both Olympics. How has the whole craziness with COVID stretched the demand for mental health education in all aspects of it?
Well, generally speaking, you know, in the clinical psych world, in counseling, of course, I mean, it just, as you know, the lockdowns, which Depends on what sources you read. We're probably the absolute worst thing that a government or governments could have done was to force people to just stay indoors and to stop the spread. But it definitely affected the mental health of all people, regardless if they're kids, adults, or elderly, in a clinical sense. But in the sports sense, I think also it affected them because their normal training schedule.
Exactly. Mayhem.
Face it, you know, elite athletes are very scheduled, structured people. They have to be if you're going to compete at a high level. And that was turned upside down. I mean, you know, your practice fields were locked closed. You know, people couldn't find coaching. You couldn't even get on the ice or the football field or the golf course, although golf did stay open pretty well. But yeah, it was upside down, no doubt about it.
Oh yes, hey, by the way, the season was called off, or parents didn't know whether the kids were playing or they weren't, let alone whether they would be in school. Everybody meant well. We tried to do the best where health was oriented, but there was no doubt about it. It was such a nightmare in that regard. How have you found, Mike, over the decades, the the cooperation of the sports parents? The reason I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, really was because of the epidemic in capital letters of youth sports overuse, trouble, and injuries, both physically and mentally. As I'm telling you that, I'm picturing the screaming parent on the sidelines. How have you seen things change over the years regarding the cooperation of coaches, the education of parents, the medical field? How are we doing?
Well, there's about 15
right.
different questions built into that. But to kind of give you, my opinion, a succinct answer is that in many ways, I'm not convinced it's improved much. And by improved, meaning where the adults in the picture, the parents and the coaches, seem to be handling it more effectively, ultimately for the betterment of their sons and daughters, these juniors, athletes. And I think the primary driver there, Bob, is money, which we could get off on a separate discussion on how greed, money drives a lot of industries. But the youth sport
even the demand. You know, if you're a family that has kids on traveling teams or kids on specialty clubs, club teams, it's very, very expensive.
Oh,
we feature
right.
that in the back. I agree with you totally.
Yeah.
Besides the green side.
So the parents, you know, so these parents see, you know, they see the dollar signs if their kids can make it into the NBA or make it to the Olympics or make it on the PGA or LPGA tour, you know, and they basically get to the professional level. And so some of these parents a little Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde action where they kind of lose their sense about them. And then just push the kids, and it's really unhealthy for everybody. And in many cases, too, I think these parents are extremely unrealistic in terms of the skill level of their sons or daughters.
Well, this is what we've been working
can
on.
Can they really
same
play
of,
at that level?
Same amount of
you
decades,
know?
Mike, that we've been talking about this very important topic. We've come a long way, baby. There's a lot of great organizations, the National Association of Youth Sports just celebrated their 40th anniversary of coaching coaches, working in all the different military, working in all the different coaches. We feature all of these people. Yet, I've been talking about childhood obesity for 25 years, and we're treading water in a lot of it. And it seems that, again, your opinion is of the same. With all of the emphasis and education so in so many different ways, we still got to emphasize the fact that the kids are supposed to have fun. Right, Mike?
Absolutely. Right. You know, we talk with one of the components of the One Way program is what we refer to as composure and just being able to stay calm, relaxed, mentally, physically, emotionally, under pressure. And a significant piece of that composure is enjoy yourself. I mean, just really, if in your heart of hearts and in your mind you are an athlete, in this case we're talking youth sports, if the kid's really having a good time, they're enjoying what they're doing, well, they naturally will do, they will function better. Their skill will emerge. And so, yes, having fun and trying to help the kids to realize that none of this is life and death. It's just not, you know, it's a sport. It's supposed to be fun. Enjoy it. Of course, do your best, but enjoy the process.
But at the same time also, Mayor, I know we've got a couple of minutes, the fact that you could train these mental systems, that you could really learn a lot as a young athlete or parents or coaches by tapping into programs like yours, is really things that are very, very learnable. It's not like we're assuming people know these facts, right?
Absolutely. You know, we all, I imagine most of your listeners can ride a bicycle, right? Well, you didn't come out of the womb riding a bike. You had to learn. Well, the same thing goes for being able to manage your mind and your spirit and your emotions while you're competing. You have to learn those skills. And to think that someone's just naturally going to start riding the bike or manage the pressure of high-level sports, I think is ludicrous. So finding someone, and if it's us, fantastic. Again, reach out to us at our website or someone else locally that can really help these young athletes to process things properly so that, yes, they're competing at a high level and doing their best, but they're also having a good time doing it. Very important.
I tell you, you got a great word that you threw in there that I'm going to remember, Mike, which was composure. I can't believe we run out of time. Give me the website again. People can find out about all this great work in your organizations.
Absolutely. It's www.wedevelopyou.com. That's WEDEVELOPYOU.com. Or you can go old school and pick up the phone and just give us a call directly. We guarantee we will answer. And if we don't answer, we'll get back with you very, very shortly. And that phone number is area code 970-674-2818. Again, 970-674-2818.
All right, we cut you off, but you got it in. Mike, hold on. Mike Riggs, again, performance psychologist, longtime colleague, on his 7th anniversary of his last appearance. We'll be right back as a sports doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athletes. Hashtag, hey sports parents.
The station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with ZeroZilchZip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit ZeroZilchZip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, wellness. We want to welcome back Sharkey Zartman. Sharkey's a Hall of Famer, national team volleyball player, the talk show host, college professor, yoga instructor, and a prolific author. I've been honored to be a participant in a few of her books, and especially she's the co-author of Hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Sharkey, welcome back.
Be here, Bob.
Sharkey, give us some background on you and some of the different topics that have been excitement in your world growing up, becoming a Hall of Fame volleyball player.
Well, when I was growing up, I had three sisters and a brother, and I loved sports. And it seemed like at that time, sports weren't important for girls, but I didn't care. I played anyway.
Right.
I just went out and,
did
it as good as I could.
50-year anniversary of Title IX as we speak, but go ahead.
Yeah, so I just loved coaching and playing, and then I got into writing and met you, and we collaborated on Hashtag Hey Sports Parents. So, yeah,
yes.
That's a little background.
Yeah, we got to update it, especially with the two of us now, and so many people talk about so much younger ages, which is now it has to be Hashtag Hey Sports Parents and grandparents.
Right.
You can't leave out, like, that first great cartoon that you had in there with that, the ranting and raving and all of these different topics and subjects. You know, the idea of youth sports, the kinds of pressures that are involved, let alone you experience the kind of level of really, really extreme training, all of these pressures on families. So youth sports becoming such a hot topic. And when you talked about Sports Parenting 101, your exciting segment in the book. What changes, if any? You know, it's our fourth anniversary. There's as much excitement of the book now as there ever was. How do you feel sports parents are doing in your experience as you've watched the metamorphosis of some of this?
Well, I think that the fact that kids couldn't play sports for the longest time because of COVID, I know that since now the kids are able to compete and play again, there's a lot more enthusiasm. And the kids are excited to be back with their friends and playing sports, and the parents are excited. And so I think that that there's been a rejuvenation for youth.
Great
sports.
Word. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a key word. You know, in discussing the fact that this kind of trauma we've all gone through over this past 2.5 years, from nobody wasn't affected. The fact that we are, hopefully, I got my fingers crossed, so much on our way through it and return to activities, school, and the kids' sports, et cetera, that we have another new appreciation of the importance of putting things in perspective. And that, again, you know, these things become really, really pertinent. And are you doing any more coaching in the world of volleyball?
You know, not right now, but we do some consulting. Some people, we've been asked to get out and work with, you know, some of these kids. But actually, we are going to get out there this summer. My daughter and a lot of the parents that she's involved with a lot of the sports that they do, they want to play volleyball, and so. My husband and I are going to get out and help with that. So, yeah, it looks like we might be getting back into it soon.
Yes. Again, volleyball. You know, there's a chapter in our book called The Prodigy Sports, you know, where we tell people all day we want these kids to play multiple sports. We want them to experience different things, use different parts of the body. But there are sports. Volleyball is one of them, where you got 11, 12, 13-year-olds. It's all they want to do. They do not want to play other sports. The amount of jumping, the physicality of volleyball is at the top of the ladder when it comes to the kind of athleticism, let alone on the beach where you're really working with those, you've got to be working your feet and whatever. Did you always play beach?
Yes. I started off playing beach. I started off just going up and down the beach and asking people if I could play on the court. So that's the way I started, was in beach. And then I got involved in school sports with the school team volleyball. And so, yeah, I did both.
You know, it's funny,
Sharky
and I, when we had first discovered that we had this commonality in the background, some of her teammates were patients of mine. My late great sports therapist, Bob Guida, was the strength and conditioning coach for the men's and women's Olympic volleyball team. Back then, late 70s, early 80s, give or take a little bit. And it was just amazing to realize Sharky was a teammate with some of these great, great players, you know, over the years. So it's been very exciting, let alone her coaching skills. And how many books have you been involved with now, Sharky? 8, 9, 10 books?
Well, probably, if you count second editions, probably about 11. And so I started off writing books for the college because I'm part of the curriculum committee, and we had to have textbooks for new courses. And so I just started writing the textbooks for them and wrote a volleyball book because we saw a lot of people out there that coaches that wanted to learn extra skills and conditioning and offense and defensive patterns. And so, so I've been writing for a while.
Oh, yeah, you covered some great topics. The first book I ever participated in with you was So You Want to Coach Kids? I want to make sure I get that title right, with that great picture of that coach, that whole crazy world and some of the challenges. You also wrote Empowered Aging, which was a great topic. I was a little facetious because my chapter was called Aging is a Balancing Act, and it was about so many different ways you can translate that, including physically, which was what I was writing about. But the idea of the importance of health and wellness, and even the mental side of things, I think it's been a lot of the themes that you've really involved with. You working on anything lately? I don't want to put any pressure on you.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I want to know if you're working on anything new in the world of writing lately.
I just wrote a screenplay, and so, you know, I kind of switched formats and trying to see what's out there, and I've gotten some bites and some people interested. So we'll see what happens with that. And so,
what's the screenplay about?
I love to write. My husband's. I'm sorry. What?
What's the screenplay about? What's the topic?
Oh, it's a little wild. It has nothing to do with sports. It's about. It's kind of a supernatural drama, and so. I can't give away the.
Oh my God!
Line.
Right, we don't want to put you. We don't want to put pressure
because
on.
It's crazy. Yes. You'll think I'm crazy, yes. Bob.
Yes. Well, the idea of entertainment, the idea of you know, some of these the far out topics which can help people back off a little bit, relieve some stress, You know, so, you know, the world of the mental game is a big topic on the sports doctor. So I think I definitely have the occasional craziness in you know, in one regard or another. You know, the skill level, as you watch over the years, again, in some of these volleyball players and the physical skills and the so much, you know, the women's Final Four just finished. I was a little disappointed, Louisville, although they got there. The skill level of the young female athlete is just really amazing. It just never stops improving at such a high level. And again, when you were back playing initially, you were facing resistance as to whether or not you should even be an athlete.
Right, right. Well, there wasn't really that much support for girls who wanted to play sports. It really didn't come in until Title IX, obviously, when I was in college. And so, yeah, the women who were playing sports when I was, when they were small, when they were in elementary school and even high school, were kind of the pioneers, I think. And so, yeah, I really do believe, though, that one of the reasons I'm so passionate about, you know, our book, Hey Sports Parents, is because, you know, playing sports back in my time was fun. I mean, it wasn't controlled by adults. I mean, we sometimes made up our own games and everything, and now it's gotten so popular that a lot of the kids are, you know, just getting frustrated. They just, it's too stressful. They don't want to play anymore. About 70% of the kids that started playing have, you know, dropped off before they go to high school because they just don't want to do it anymore. There's too much
pressure.
That's
why we included the kind of expertise, third chapter of the book, which was experts, eight different experts on everything from nutrition to physical training to, again, the mental side of things to parenting to coaching. There's so much that goes into it. And the more serious your youngster is, the more this becomes a real, real challenge to keep things in perspective, both physically and mentally. There's so much overkill in youth sports. And this is sometimes one of the biggest challenges. Another exciting chapter we had was parents' perspective. And that was interesting. You know, most of the parents, most of the experts were either patients of mine or they were on the radio show sharing stories like yours. You know, when people would ask you, Sharky, what does it take to become a national team player at that kind of level? I'm going to talk more about that. We're talking with Sharky Zartman, prolific author. We'll bounce off a little bit of her yoga teaching when we come back. Everybody, it's a sports doctor. Hey, everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his three decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of sports doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent. With the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue, go to MVPParent.com, MVPParent.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, we are back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We're speaking with Sharkey Zartman. She's the co-author. We're celebrating our fourth anniversary of our book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Sharkey was the host of a talk show, Pep Talk, some tremendous shows. Sharkey, how long did you do Pep Talk?
For 11 years.
Wow. Did you recently start to slow that down, or are you still involved at all with that?
You know, I'm taking a little break right now. And so I plan on going back. Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of family issues, and I just had a lot of things I needed to take care of. But they're playing my I have hundreds of shows, and so they're playing the repeats right now. So
that's a you know, good combination. You know, we were talking right before the break about the kinds of changes in youth sports, the kinds of challenges in youth sports, the kind of real reasoning. We got together with hashtag Hey Sports Parents, and the is that still available on Amazon or whatever, Sharkey?
Yes, of course it is. Yeah.
Okay. Who was the gal who did those cartoons?
It was not a gal.
I knew it's a guy. Yeah, I meant the guy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, his name is Damian Fulton, and actually his daughter played for our club, and so he was one of our sports parents, and so he just got a kick out of doing the cartoons for our book. They're great, aren't they?
Oh, they are. So many different topics, whether it's a ranting, raving parent, whether there's a baby sitting at a little counter, and the parents are talking about what it's going to take for her to get a scholarship, you know, and so many other crazy things. The first cartoon, again, when we talked about hashtag grandparents, the first cartoon was in the background, and again, the kind of stick figures and the kind of in-between reality, great stuff, but the ideas in the background, there's all this ranting and raving coming from a stadium. You know, and someone asked this guy, what's going on over there? It's crazy parents. He says, no, those are the grandparents.
Right. He goes, I did kick out the rowdy parents. Those are the grandparents.
And it's funny. You know, one of the things we had talked about years ago, Little League woke up and realized that they lost 30-40% of their kids who did not want to come back to play. And they started really paying big attention to all these things that you talked about, which is the pressure, the unrelenting sometimes schedules, and the fact that these kids weren't having fun, whether it was yelling umpires or parents or these kinds of things. And, you know, we really wanted to participate in that education for parents and or coaches, because the fact is it's overkill times 10. Whether it's young boys undergoing Tommy John arm surgery because they're pitching much too aggressively. We ran into problems in the world of volleyball where Bob Guida was working on everybody's shoulders with you guys.
Right, right.
With all of, yes, let alone the jumping that we would see in a sport, like volleyball. So this epidemic, again, of injuries, and the fact that we are making an awful lot of progress, but still, it's a real, real challenge. Sometimes it's a frustrating one. You know, one of the chapters in the book, again, is youth sports and drugs. Is there a bigger topic than this, like at the Winter Olympics, when we saw what was going on, and the idea that there are performance-enhancing, there is cheating, there are performance-enhancing drugs, they've always been a nightmare, but it's the painkillers. It's the cause me to rename performance-enhancing drugs into performance-surviving drugs. And half these kids who are living on over-the-counter medicine because, you know, Dr. Weil, my son's, his ankles bother him unless he takes Advil twice a day and he's got to stay on the team and yada, yada. Big problem.
Right, right. It is. It's a huge problem. And, you know, the parents have got to realize that this is not their kid's job. The benefits that the kids are going to get from playing sports are, you know, so much better when you focus on their development and not on the wins and losses. And I think a lot of times the parents are more competitive than the kids, especially at the young ages. And so, how many of these kids are going to get a scholarship from playing any sports? When you take a look at the statistics, it's very low. So, yeah.
Yes, minuscule. And the idea, again, I thought that this empathy that you had, which was not only what it took to become a great athlete yourself or to coach great young athletes in the world of volleyball, you also had this side of it, which you paid big attention to this too much. And, you know, whatever. And I think that's why you were able to contribute such wisdom in that, sports parents or sports parenting whole chapter, which was to be able to understand, hey, whose goal is it in a lot of ways, and to also be a good listener when your kids are complaining that they're hurting.
Right,
and they
right.
get into the idea, but you came out of the world, you know, again, where, you know, you were in under that pressure, you had to play, and so what if I'm taking over-the-counter medication, these kinds of things, and it's these kinds of pressures where education really, really comes in. Again, the idea of yoga, the idea of, as a matter of fact, a couple of weeks, International Yoga Day, Teresa Power will be joining me. I think hasn't Teresa been on your show?
Oh, yeah, she's been on a couple times.
Yes.
She's great.
Yes. And the idea of yoga as a great exercise, both mentally and physically for the kids. How long have you been involved in the world of yoga?
For about 22 years.
Right.
So we put it in the curriculum at El Camino College, and I'm still teaching. We just started back to face-to-face, so I'm doing a beginning class and an advanced class this fall, beginning now. So
I knew it, Sharky.
I love yoga.
I knew we'd run out of time. Do you have, what's the site people could listen to some of your past radio shows, find out about your books? What's the best way to get it, quickly?
My website, sharkysartman.com.
Ah, Sharky Zartman. That's why you ended up Sharky. You had to be a tough young lady. Put up with all these challenges. I know what I'll do with my daughter. I'll name her Sharky. Sharky, thanks so much. I love it when you're on. Hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. It's a Sports Doc.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, Make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of sports doctors' key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, everybody, we are back. It's a sports doctor, and the sports doctor is in segment where we preview a couple of upcoming shows and guests. We feature our Bob Guida wisdom segment and answer a few emails. Great guest coming up next week, Teresa Power. She is the founder of National and International Kids Yoga Day. They just did it. I don't know how many countries participated, how many thousands of kids, and we really, really want to catch up about that. Barbie Engel, one of the champions in the world of pain management, pain education. She'll be back following week. Kirk Mango, NCAA champion gymnast moons ago and the author of Becoming a True Champion. He's a speaker. As well as a writer, blogger, and Kirk has been a frequent guest. We look forward to him coming back. Some wisdom from Bob Guida. You know, one of the first things Bob would do, whether it was a superstar or a grandmother, was to have somebody stand on one foot and balance. Maybe if they were not necessarily a senior citizen, he might have them do partial squat positions. And he was really looking at this stability. He was paying big attention to the roll of the foot and its control of that rolling in or internal rotation of the knee. And Bob was an aficionado of foot function. One of the reasons we got married in the late 70s. That's one of the major tests he was looking at when he was doing a screening. What position is their knee, their foot, their back, their hips in? Bob was a champion of the mini trampoline, a little trampoline that people would bounce on and love to have fun on. And he would use it as a balance mechanism. If you picture the trampoline as a clock, 12 o'clock on top, 6 o'clock on the bottom, 3 on the right, 9 on the left. Depending on where he would have an athlete stand in balance, maybe even do some partial squats, would demand different action and stability of the body. Imagine if you're standing at 3 o'clock and you are being tilted in by the tram. All the correctors laterally are working to control that. If you move over to the other side to 9 o'clock, opposite motions. Real champion with the mini trim. Do I have a few emails? I do. Jim says, what is tarsal tunnel? Is it a surgical problem? You know, there's a major nerve running down the inside of the ankles, runs down the inside, around the outside of the ankle, into the arch, posterior tibial nerve. And when it's been abused, stretched, aggravated, it could become partially entrapped or engulfed in scar tissue, for example. That's the tarsal tunnel, is the tunnel that that nerve runs through along with the tendon that might accompany it. It's important to understand that often foot mechanics contributes to this. Imagine a very flexible, flat foot that's always rotating in aggressively, stretching that area. So not all tarsal tunnel is surgical. Many times physical therapy and strengthening can help. Very often orthotic control is helpful, sometimes injections. So we explore all conservative management, including shoe changes, proper shoes, before you're looking to jump into surgery. Gina says, I'm a 35-year-old runner. You know, I had orthotics. They've been great. They're 7, 8 years old. Do I need to change them? You know, Gina, not necessarily. The kinds of materials I favor, flexible polypropylene plastics, I've had people in them 20 years, longer than that. They might have soft covers that have to be replaced or some sort of heel post material. Maybe a very serious athlete would have to replace that heel post material every few years. The rest of us, not necessary. So what you want is have, again, there's a lot of materials. If it's a soft material, then maybe we might see it requires, if you're doing well, you don't need to change the orthotics. Again, I've had people in them for many, many years, very, very comfortably. So that's the questions you want to ask yourself. You do still doing well? Are there pads or covers that might need to be replaced? You might want to check with the podiatrist who recommended them. Jordan says, my son's 15 years old. He's a cross-country runner. He's always bothered with knee problems. And again, we've been the physical therapy route. We continue to do strengthening. You know, Jordan, pay big attention to foot mechanics. Have your physical therapist pay big attention. I can't tell you how many knee problems are foot-related, especially if you've got pronated feet. Often it's missed if your son hasn't complained about foot pain or foot trouble. So he might have very subtle excessive pronation. He might have high arches. But if he's had chronic, persistent knee problems, you want to add custom orthotics. Yes, you want to pay attention to the shoes he's in. Yes, you want to pay big attention to strengthening and physical therapy, but there's no way. And ideally, again, custom orthotics, you want to check with podiatry. You know, I don't know how much time we have, but again, it was great to have Sharky on, talk about the 4th anniversary of Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, available on Amazon, more important now than ever, with the kinds of pressures that we see explode all around us in youth sports. The challenges of I won't say post-pandemic, but all of the pandemic problems we've had and this now dramatic return to sports, sometimes too much, too soon, too aggressive because of all the time off. It's definitely been a challenge. So we really want to pay attention to, again, the four sections of the book, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky pays great attention. The Sports Doctors in my segment. Talk about shoes. We talk about orthotics. We talk about strengthening exercises. Third chapter, experts' opinions, nutrition, personal training, the mental game, the parenting component, the coaching component, all important parts of what goes into developing youth athletes and doing the two things everybody cares about. One, can I prevent trouble? Can I prevent injury, stay out of trouble even mentally? And number two, we're indicated, can we enhance performance? Last chapter is parents' perspectives, about a half a dozen parents. Most have been patients of mine and or radio guests. Some of the challenges, throwing in their two cents with developing child athletes. So we will catch you all next week. Thanks, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor.